Yes, Binghamton. We have on the line Brother Al G from St. Thomas. Are you there, Al?
Yes, my brother. I'm here with you.
I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this brother has been doing it for quite a long time. Brother Al, you want to let them know about yourself and what you've been doing?
Yes, my name is Alfred Gums, professionally known as Al G.
Mm-hmm.
Was born on the island of Anguilla, that's 9 miles up from St. Thomas, British island. And I moved to the Virgin Islands when I was just a teenager. And my musical career began very early. From the age of 7, I was with the music, start recording 1968. I'm still in the recording business. I've recorded over 100 songs, 10 albums, and numerous vocalists I've worked with over the years. So I'll give you a little idea of who I'll be.
So you've been doing this for this time, and with all of this VI, what's happening with the VI right now, do you find that you're getting more work or people want to hear your music more?
The VI artists came in just recently, a couple of years, started with the Midnight going back to the States where they have been for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And have gotten some kind of attention with their recordings, and then followed by the Posse from Sing Crying. Inner Vision is one of the oldest VI groups here. They've been around for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they too have been traveling from the East Coast to the West Coast. The way reggae is going right now, I think the trend is looking towards the VI for roots reggae music. People are looking in the Virgin Islands for roots reggae music. It's a different song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the artists, although they have some of the old themes, they are still they are new to the listening audience, and that makes a great difference.
Right, right. And I think the lyrical content is a little different too, because of just being in the U.S. VI. I would think that more people have access to education. And so that would be reflected in the writings, in lyrical writings. I seem to see that, you know. I don't know if you've noticed that yourself.
We do strange things here is because of the mixture of culture. We are an island that has been embedded with calypso, with Spanish music, merengue, and salsa, and R&B, and country, and rock. It's a different atmosphere here in the Virgin Islands. So it's a type of something like you come from a world of mixture. It's easier to get an artist writing a little bit wider is because of the music they listened to. And then in school, most every Virgin Islander who went to school went to a music class. They went through music. Went to choirs and different things like that, and they have quite a knowledge of what good music is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not too much rooted into culture as Jamaican artists. What happened in Jamaica? Jamaican artists writes for Jamaica, and they write concerning the things that are seen round about them. Most of them are not vocally trained. It's just a raw talent.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the management hasn't taken out any time to smooth them out and to edit their work. They just exploit, I should say, use the raw talent without giving it guidance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the Virgin Islands, it's tough. You got a lot of people that is going to criticize you, so you're aware of that.
Oh, I see, I see. And actually, it kind of reminds me of what you were telling me, how when Midnight came to VI and they were expecting the people to accept them from playing the type of music they were playing, and it wasn't that readily acceptable to say what they expected. You know, people wanted more out of them.
Yeah, Midnight name is abroad they haven't done well in the Caribbean is because of much of the islands in the Caribbean don't know them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I say Caribbean very close by. They are not a group that is favored. I think the favorite reggae group is Marvin Heritage. They have done tremendously well in the Virgin Islands and throughout the Caribbean and throughout the world. Right? They are the number one reggae group, and you can't dispute it. They are great. They are better writers. They are better singers. They are more organized. And they are tremendous talent.
We have to thank their papa for that, too.
Yes, yes, yes. Dad did a tremendous job in giving them that type of guidance. And there's a lot of the singers don't have guidance. They don't have help. There's no elders. They're working with them. And it's just a matter of what I want to sing, I sing. Or what I want to play, I play. And it's a different, this world is different. When you're going out there, you have to be very, very aware of who you're going to actually present your ideas to. And how do you do it? You know, and you have to be intelligent, you have to be smooth, and you have to be cohesive.
That's the thing. Cohesive is the important thing. You have to be together. They wonder why they don't reach certain places, and, you know, just got to check management sometimes, you know, and say, what am I doing? How can I repackage this, you know, to reach more people? I think people need to think about that. In the VI, what I respect is that all the artists in the VI don't depend on anybody else but the people in the VI. I respect that. I look at all these labels that's coming, it's all these musicians do not depend on. I was telling Ross Bumper, who called at 3, I said, you know, you don't depend on VP. Like, you know, VI don't have to depend on VP at all, because they're independent and they got their own thing and they do it themselves. And I like the business acumen of the Virgin Islanders as far as reggae music is concerned.
Well, the situation is that VP, if you're depending on VP, you would not have heard any Virgin Island reggae, because VP just deal with their stuff. And there is better music outside of the VP label, and also outside of the Jetstar label, and outside of the Greensleeve label. And this is the advantage that we have. We have a hero for reggae who is not prejudiced, whose arm is wide open. His name is Ernie Beach in California. What Ernie Beach has done for reggae, nobody else have done. He doesn't demand that you sign a contract and I want your product. He work as a partner with you. You know.
Yeah.
And Ernie Beach's openness to reggae has given us, all of us, that opportunity where we can actually get our music out without going through the harassment that VP actually carries it through. And within the next 10 years, VP and all of who thought they were doing reggae, they won't be there anymore. It's because the independent artists are not going to keep on going through that hell and ain't getting any service. You know, so we must give praise and thanks to Ernie Beach for actually doing distribution for Virgin Island labels and all the other reggae labels that are independent. You don't have to harass yourself with these people who doesn't know what they're doing. Don't do anything for the music, period. You know, exploit the artists. And that is actually what I see most of them do. Exploit the artists, because there ain't one artist that has benefited by their distribution. None.
I'm telling you, hey, I know from a long time, so, you know. But let's move on, because we don't want to make no enemies.
You're just talking facts.
We're talking facts. It's the truth, you know, because I talk to the artists, and they won't necessarily say it on the air, but some will say it, you know, who's controlling the thing there, and it shouldn't be that way, you know. And it's like you talk about a nation that's basically a black nation, and who's running that, you know. It's like not what it's supposed to be. The people that create the music should be running it, you know. But that's a whole other subject, you know. And let's talk about the latest CD that you have out now. Can you tell us, well, first thing is, I want you to tell the listeners, you tell them yourself where they can get your music.
The signature is actually available at Honeybees.
Mm-hmm.
Honeybees is carrying signature. And
give them that website, that Ernie B website. Is it www.erniebsreggae.com or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you put Ernie B into Google, you'll get it. You'll get it. It'll come up. Yeah. Ernie B's Reggae, yeah.
Ernie B's Reggae. And that's a tremendous, I say, asset for the artists in general. You know, we have not been treated well outside of Honeybees, is because if you are not from a certain area, sometimes people don't want to pay attention to you.
True, true.
And when you really knock the doors down, then everybody wants to come in and get a piece of the pie.
That's how it always is, man.
You know, everybody want to get a piece of the pie, but that's not the way it should be. You know, we should actually work together. And I think that for Caribbean artists, for a long time, it's because the Honeybee thing is www. It's ebreggae.com.
Say that again now.
ebreggae.com.
Okay, EB, that's pretty simple, yeah.
Honeybeereggae.com.
Well, you know, I've known him about 10 years. I haven't bought anything from him lately because my finances haven't been that great lately, but I know this, that we built up a really good reputation, and he was the only person that I knew that would send me the music when I ordered it before I sent him the money. You know, I don't know if he still does that, but I mean, we built up this rapport, and I'd see something in his catalog, and I said, Ernie, send me that. Boom, and he'd get there like 3 days, man. You know, and then I'd send him the money. You know, I don't know anybody else that does that, but yeah, he's doing it, and to hear you say that, I think I will reconnect with him and tell him that Al G gave him a big, big, big up on my show.
I have to do that. I did it in Canada, and this evening I would be on 7:30. I will be doing an interview in Canada.
On what show is that?
The reggae show. Let me give you that the identification. That's Luther Brown Show, and that will be CHRY 105.5 FM.
105, that's in Toronto?
Toronto, 105.5 FM.
FM, and that's Luther, what's his last name?
Luther Brown.
Luther Brown, okay.
And he is awesome. I've been there, and I did a performance there. The people are warm. And they love the music.
Well, see, that's important, man.
They love the music. They are doing a great job. And Signature is actually what it says it is. It's a signature album. A lot of work went into it, 2 years of production. I have a great Carl Peterson work with me, and he is one of the greatest producers on the face of planet Earth.
Oh, yeah, man. Steel Pulse. He did some Steel Pulse stuff.
Yeah, True Democracy.
Yeah, man.
You know, and I have a lot of respect for him. The work that we have done has proven itself, is because people really love the album. They call it a compilation, where that it doesn't get you tired, is because track one don't repeat itself, track two never repeat itself. As you go through the album just taking you higher and higher, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy for that, and I know it's going to be a very successful album. Quite a lot of radio stations is playing it. It's on the chart in many areas. And I'm looking forward to come to the stage to jam you fellas.
You know the cut I like on there.
To jam you. Where me come from?
You know. Yes, indeed, man.
Where me come from? You know, and that's actually the message, you know.
Where we come from?
The message is simple. If we know where we come from, then we don't have nothing to fight, because we all are one. We came from the same wound, you know?
Yes,
one
indeed.
Mother Africa.
Hey, now let me just tell you something. I just got to interject. I got a call earlier this morning because the brother Jamings McCall was supposed to call last Sunday. He called today at 1:30. And guess where he's from, brother?
Anguilla.
Indeed.
He's from Anguilla.
Yes, he is.
We have a history of reggae music. Is because no one in the history of reggae music has done what has been done in Anguilla. Banky Banks, that is my cousin, he worked with me for about 3-4 years as a bass player, then a keyboardist, then he went vocal, and then he went with his solo album, Roots and Herbs. Roots and Herbs is the only reggae album that had 6 number one hits.
Wow.
6 number one hits on it. And that album was when Marley was big, Peter, Bernie, Third World, call all the names.
Wow.
He take them all down.
Wow.
All down. That album was released 78.
I just looked and seen it. When I was going through my stuff this morning, I just seen the Banky Banks album, man.
Roots and Herbs.
No, it's not that one, though. It's one later that he put out. It was a CD. So.
All right. He has quite a lot. And Banky will be on tour. Next month, he's heading back for the States.
Yeah.
And he will be touring again. But he has done tremendously well. It's because independently, Banky have held the only reggae musical fest for 17 years on his own, bringing in artists from all over the world.
And where does he hold the festival at?
In Anguilla.
Oh, in Anguilla.
It's called Moon Splash.
What is it called?
Moon Splash.
Moon Splash.
And
okay.
Our last year was Toots and the Maytals was the main artist there.
Well, Toots is going to mash up any show.
Yes, and the year before was Third World. We had the Wailers. We had Morgan, the father, and Culture. We had Freddie McGregor. Just call the names. We bring them in.
Wow.
Every year. And
I got to come down there, brother. I got to come to your place.
It's big. Anguilla is sophisticated, but it's a very, very beautiful country. And you'll see things in Anguilla that you never see any part of the world.
Wow.
You know, but reggae, the standard that we have, we can boast about it, is because there had been nothing like it. When Marley came through 1980 from Tatola, he and I think it was Jacob Miller, and he heard the music, he took 2 albums with him. I spoke with Carl Peterson. Carl said, yeah, man, we know Banky. I spoke with Judy. Judy worked with Bob Marley. Those guys was learning what we were doing. We had changed the sound of music from the very early 70s, bringing in more rock guitar, more synthesizer, featuring different things like that.
See, that's what I was trying to tell the brother, Jamings McCall, that it's the interpretations from the other islands, how they interpret reggae, incorporating their own sounds from their own island along with the reggae, and that's the beautiful part. And the fact that you listen to everything, you listen to all kinds of different music, so you and then you just incorporate your own sound. You
know? The thing is, Black America is known for jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get Black America interested in the music if there's no jazz lines? There's no R&B. How do you get White America interested in the music when there's no rock? And how do you get the country in the music when there ain't a country line? So what we do is we use the basic tracks, the reggae, and then you beautify them with all these different colors so that when people listen to it, they said, this is acceptable. This is fine music. And that is actually the way we do it. It's roots, but it's got branches. It's got flowers.
I love that.
It blooms. Because if you plant a seed, the seed has to die before it... They germinate, they die, and then it sprouts, but the first thing comes out is the roots.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's all that is going to be there, then you don't get anything from that seed.
Mm-hmm.
Because from the roots have to come that little branch coming up. And that's the way I see my reggae. And when you listen to my reggae from day one, they'll find out, wow, this is different. It's because pulsating reggae, oh, the drums are driving very hard, bass lines precise, and the guitar rhythm is there. But you're going to hear some beautiful lines coming in between. And no one can change that. It's because that's the way music's supposed to be made. It's supposed to be universal.
See, that's the thing that I say. Universal. And, well, that's an important thing. It's one of the only musics that I think is universal. And I tell my listeners, I say, you know, when you go to these some of these concerts and you look around in there and you see only people looking like you, when I go to a reggae concert, I don't usually see that, find that. I mean, it depends sometimes on where you are, but generally speaking, reggae music attracts all kind of people because of the universal message, you know, and I think that's the important thing. It's not, you know, it's like we're not segregating anybody out of reggae music. Every kind of color, shape, religion, belief, all of that is welcome, as far as I know, you know. And, you know, that to me is what it's all about. You know?
Inclusion.
Yeah, yeah. Inclusion. Not exclusion.
Inclusion.
Inclusion is the key.
Is the key. And that's the way. Give them a little of where we come from, man.
Well, that's what I got lined up here. How'd you know that, brother? How did you know that?
I know you well, man.
Now, if I was going, now let me just tell you this. I'm supposed to be going to this little potluck party after this, and I'm supposed to be, I don't know how long I'm going to stay there, but I want to get on the phone. Ross Bumpers, I'm going to talk to him. I'd like to talk to you later, if it's possible. What? No, that's not really what I want to do. What time is that show in Canada?
That's 7:30.
All right, and how long is it on, you know?
The show will be running at least about maybe for 3 hours.
Okay, I'm gonna catch some of it then. That's what I'm thinking about, is to get home and catch some of the show. Hopefully I could catch your interview, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, big me up down here, man, you know, just
well,
when you get up there.
This is actually what happened. I mean, I'm not going to actually have an interview with Mr. Luther Bung and don't tell him about you. You know, this is the way it really have to be. But Canada is super. I've been there and, man, the people, I performed some Jamaican guys there. There was Backsliders, man. The guys then decided, we finished with the reggae, man. We don't listen to that anymore, man. What are people producing? We don't like that.
Right, right.
So we don't listen. We don't go concert, you know. And they start getting, I said, wait, when I perform and I come back, tell me what you like. When I finish my performance, they say, where could I get a CD?
See that?
Where can I get a CD? He said, Al, that's what I'm talking about. You have it.
Well, you know, I tell you, when people are turned off by reggae, some of the artists that's creating all of that negative stuff that's turning people off should start reconsidering. And I think, you know, like, they are not really aware of a world. I think ego gets into it a lot. You know, they get bigger than they really are. And then I think people are like, sometimes not good to the people on their way up. I always tell them you should be, because on your way back down you're gonna see some of the same people.
When I'm doing my my production, before it's complete,
mm-hmm.
I have at least about 24 people come into the studio and sit down and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not asking you to enjoy what I'm doing. I'm
mm-hmm.
asking you to look to see where I can improve.
Ah. How many artists would do something like that, though, Al?
Well,
come
that's
on.
The way it's supposed to be.
I know
that. If a person
that.
Write a book, it's going to be edited.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you write a song, you should actually have somebody with knowledge to listen to what you're doing. It's because if you want to get the message out there, the message is not only going for the release. It's going to be out there for as long as that album is out
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
And bad information creates negative vibes,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you have to be serious, is because this business that we are in calling reggae, it's not entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a medium of information where we can reach the people with a message of deliberation, message to deliver them. And if the message is not right, then people are not going to listen, it's not going to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to be always aware that we are messengers, and our message should be effective to get positive results.
One question before you go. What has happened to the brother Johnny Zeal?
Johnny Zeal, he is in Georgia. Yeah, he's in Georgia. And he said he was working on some things when I spoke to him last.
Mm.
He was working on something. John Azeel is a talent, I mean, really good talent, good vocalist.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You know, good talent. We do have exceptionally good talent in the Eastern Caribbean. There's no question about it. And the world is getting to hear it now. It's like Trinidad. We had the Kitchener, we had the Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
In came Arrow from the little Emerald Isle of Montserrat, right here next to us. And he took the whole world by storm, surpassed everybody, went to Billboard charts, went around the world with Hot, Hot, Hot.
I know.
So it ain't really which island you're born on and who actually promote the music. It's how well you as an individual in any island wants to sit down and put that music out and always think in the mind, keep in mind that you're not singing to Montserrat and the Trinidad and the Jamaican. You're singing to the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what happened. Our music was able to entertain the world is because everybody wanted to be hot, hot in the party, hot, hot.
Yeah. Well, you know what I figure? When people go on these tour boats, Calypso is a much easier dance to get up and dance to. I mean, it's infectious. It's like you got to automatically move to Calypso. I mean, unless you're paralyzed or something. You know? So when you're on these boats, I think the whites, when they go on these tours, you know, that's why you see these older people that know about Calypsonians, and because they heard these, it's more likely for them to know about them, and they like Calypso because this is what they hear on these boats. Reggae music is a little different. Most, when you hear people say, how do you dance to that? Because they're not used to hearing that on no boat. You know, I mean, it's a whole different vibe, a whole different thing. Calypso, everybody gonna dance. I mean, I know, and Calypso reminds me of ska. You know, ska is a dance that's you're gonna dance to.
Every night. Every night. When ska play, it's nothing to listen to. It's dance time.
That's dance time, brother. You know, you got to.
Dance time.
Even if you sit down, your body start moving. Even though you may not think you're gonna dance, and your body gonna get you to get up.
Yeah, and a lot of people gotta understand where ska. Ska actually came from Calypso.
Right.
You know. And it was a Trinidadian who actually influenced
Kaiso.
Who influenced ska music in Jamaica. And Calypso music is something that started in New Orleans.
Whoa.
It came from the French, yeah. Came to Guadeloupe and then to Trinidad. Trinidad make it a festival music. But Trinidad did not actually originate. Calypso was not originated in Trinidad.
Uh-huh.
It went there and they take it as the festival music. So when you see white people acting to it, and Harry Belafonte was able to sell the very first million copies of all the recordings in the world, no artist has ever sold a million. He was the first person to sell a million copies.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold it in Calypso.
Right, right.
So you know what Calypso mean? Everybody was able to wash and sing and dance and sweep the floor and cook the food and party and drive the car. And that's what Calypso is about.
Serious, man.
It's everybody's music, you know. Reggae is a good music, but then you have to be a good artist to understand that if you're going to get it further than, say, for instance, you got a people that say, well, we love roots music. And when they describe what they like, just give me plenty bass and just a drum. Well, you're going to stay there with plenty bass and a drum.
Serious.
Not too many people is going to bother with you with your bass and drum.
That's right.
You
that's
understand?
Right.
It's because people has already been taught beautiful music. We had...
with melodic lines, differently.
You understand? And they want to hear the reggae music, but they want to hear it arranged beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And until that happened, whether it's conscious music or whether it's lovers rock, it still need arrangements.
Well, you know what, brother? I just saw something on the computer the other night. A woman sent me a video of Midnight with their new band. And actually, you know, given what I know now, looking at them, it almost became boring.
Mm.
And I'm not down in the group. I'm just saying, just that knowing what I know and know that these musicians were restricted. And the lead, Vaughn and his brother, were you know, they're doing their lyrical thing, but the bass man is playing the same thing, and the drum is doing the same thing, and the guitar is just chick, 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 you know. And like you said, that musician that knew how to play, I forget what you said his name was.
Abijah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, knows how to play a guitar, man.
Mm-hmm.
Want to use the guitar like he can, is capable of using it, not just chick. you know, that's why Eugene Gray, I don't know if you know him, Eugene Gray is a friend of mine that played with Burning Spear, played with Kid Creole and the Coconuts. He's extra, when you hear his guitar playing, that's what you say, that's what it's all about. You know, that man can play anything.
Yeah, I love the music. I love a person who actually can play. I can't deal with the chick and the repeated bass lines and different things like that. And you're not going to see me on tour doing chicks.
Well, wait a minute now.
When I come
now, I'm going to mess with you now, Al. As you say, you're not going to see you any on tour with any chicks? I couldn't leave that one alone, brother.
I love that one. It's a Sunday evening. People need to laugh. But I had an experience where I did a show here in the Virgin Islands. And I put my band together. We rehearsed for 6 weeks. And when we went on stage, people just didn't understand what was going on. I mean, tell me something. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
This is not Virgin Island music. This is the best reggae music I ever heard, man. These guys are playing music. You know. And the next day, the newspaper... The only person was in the newspaper was Algie and the Ethiopian Brothers.
And Midnight was on that show, right?
Midnight was on the show, and all the rest of them was on the show, and we had Glenn Washington on the show. Nobody even made mention that he was in the Virgin Islands.
Oh, my God.
You know, one guy came up to me and he said, Algie, I know you're good, but I didn't know you to do it the way you done. I said, what you mean? He said, listen, brother, when you walk off the stage, the show was over. Say the show was over.
Well, the public need to know this stuff, though.
You know, the show was over.
Wow.
And I said, well, if you listen to my material and you compare it with the rest that you hear, it's easy to know if I perform the music that I record, the show is over anyway.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
So, as Peter would say, I ain't boasting.
You ain't boasting, man. You just doing it. Hey, no boasting, man. You just doing the thing, man.
Yeah.
Hey, but listen, I want to get going forward here because I want to play this music, man. And we didn't talk the half hour more now. The half hour. Yeah, that's good. Good interview, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, and I think you've done some enlightening to the listening audience on the web and in Binghamton. And I'm looking forward to seeing you perform. And the other thing is, I might be coming down there in December for, you know, they're having this big thing in St. Croix, so I'll be close to you, man.
All right. You just know, give me a ring when you come.
Yeah, man, definitely. And I'm going to try to tune in tonight, man, on this brethren show, you know, Luther Brown show, and hopefully I can hear you. If not, we'll talk. If I don't talk to you tonight, we'll talk in the week, man.
Yeah, man, you could get it on your computer on the net, www.yark.
Wait a minute. www.yark. How do you spell that?
Y-O-R-K.
Yark.
Yark, yeah.
Yark.
U.
U.
C-A.
C-H.
Flash. No, C-A.
C-A.
Yeah, flash.
Slash.
C-H. R-Y.
C-H-R-Y.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's, okay, www.yorku.ca/CHRY.
That's it.
Okay, all right. Sounds good to me, brother, but I'm going to let you hear this before you go. Listen to this. Now, listen to this now, brother. See if I got it queued up right. And we might even do the dub on this, brother. It was a pleasure, Al.
Yes, ma'am.
And we will talk soon.
God bless.
Love, guide, and protect every time.
Yeah.